Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Welcome to the Hollywood Casino Press Box with your host, Frank Cusimano.
Here's the pitch. Line drive, there it is! Into left field! Hit number 3,000! A runner scores! Musial ran first! On his way to second with a double!
The best interviews and the most informed insight.
And that's McGaffey breaking free, has a seam, and a crease! The kicker can't trip him up! Headed for the end zone! Will it be back-to-back weeks? Yes!
All tied together with the experience of over 20 years of local broadcasting excellence in St. Louis.
Now Stasny gets away from a chat to Fabry. Wide open. Brower. Rebound. He scores. Trent Brower. The former Blackhawk has given the Blues a 3-2 lead.
Now, here is Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Good morning and welcome. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano with you until 12 o'clock. Good programming lined up for you today. Boy, do we have some hockey legends on this program. Chris Pronger is going to join us at 10:30. He's the senior advisor to president of hockey operations for the Florida Panthers. H. Balzer, 10:50, and then 11:15, Keith Tkachuk will join Martin and myself in studio. If you'd like to be a part of this broadcast presentation, we'd love to have you today. The first T text lines at 855-282-8255 and the winning streak listener line 855-282-8255. You can contact me via Twitter at Frank_Cusimano. Our opening monologue is brought to you by Gateway Motorsports Park. And let's begin with lap one. Well, maybe the most talked about name in sports over the last 24 hours is one Steven Strasburg. That was theater yesterday. The guy who wasn't supposed to pitch pitched one of the best games of his career. He touched 96, but the story was the changeup. 8 of the 12 Ks came off of that pitch.
As Rizzo goes down swinging, 2 out. Tapper back to the mound, and that'll do it.
And a swing and a miss on a changeup. Down goes Bryant. Swing and a miss on a changeup in the dirt.
Slowly on the ground to Turner, and that retires the side.
The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, changeup in the dirt, struck him out. Steven Strasburg fans the side in the bottom of the seventh. He's got a dozen.
Yeah, I'm surprised I was able to, you know, hang in there. But, you know, again, I think it's just those situations where, you know, try and break the game down. Keep it simple and just know that going in, whatever I have in the tank, I'm giving it everything I have. And, you know, I really just stuck to one pitch at a time. And before I knew it, it was, you know, 7 innings down.
Just imagine how his image and the way he's perceived around the country has changed in 24 hours. Yesterday at this very time, the guy was getting destroyed by national media, local media. How can you not pitch in this game? How can you not pitch in this game? And then he goes out there under the weather and pitches a magnificent outing. First pitcher with multiple 10K games in the same series since Justin Verlander in 2013. So how does this play out now with Dusty Baker? Is he just going to have one of his typical postseasons where he just finds a way to come up short at the end? Or has his time finally come? Knock off the world champions. Knock off his former team. Win a championship. And then make the Hall of Fame. If he wants to go to Cooperstown, he's got to win a world championship. And it all starts tonight. So who does he start? As of this time, we still don't know. Gonzalez? Roark? I'll tell you who's going to pitch tonight, I bet. The kid from Parkway Central. He's going to get in the game. You have to pitch Mad Max in this one. All right, lap two. The Yankees are going to Houston. And this series is also about the manager, Joe Girardi. He didn't challenge the call in game two. Series looked over. Destroyed by the media. Apologized more than Hugh Grant and Tiger Woods. It got so bad, there were reports that after he was going to be fired in New York, or maybe he would just leave on his own, that he was going to head to Miami and manage for his former teammate and good friend, Derek Jeter. And Girardi really opened up after the game about his tumultuous times.
Oh, it means a ton. Because, you know, I was somewhat emotional for a number of days because you feel that your performance affects so many other people. You know, it doesn't just affect me. And I hurt for those people because I know a lot of people were hurting and they were upset and they were worried they weren't going to move on. And that, you know, you worry, do I cost someone his job? You know, I mean, I worry about that too. So to be able to rally back like that means so much to me because, you know, I had a hole in my heart for about 5 or 6 days.
You were booed at Yankee Stadium mm-hmm. before Game 3. What do you expect the reception will be when you get back?
Oh, I'm not worried. You know, I'm just happy that our fans are so passionate. And you know, I explained to my kids before that day, look, I'm probably going to be booed, but it's not that they don't like Daddy. It's that they're mad at Daddy for the mistake that he made because they want to win so bad. And that's a good thing. You know, we want our fans to be passionate. So I just said, don't take it personal. Be prepared for it, and we'll move on.
Boy, is that as good a soundbite as we've heard in a while? Man, is he opening up. And he has D.D. Gregorius and C.C. Sabathia to thank for it. D.D. is 27 and in shape. C.C. is 37 and not. He went 4 1/3 and struck out 9. I mean, we're talking about a guy who won the Cy Young 10 years ago. He hasn't been good in a while, like 3 or 4 years. And he was great yesterday. What a story for the Yankees. You know what's really weird, too? The winningest sports team of all time, the Yankees, and they're valued at $3.7 billion. Only the Dallas Cowboys are worth more. Well, they're almost likable and an underdog in a sense. Unbelievable. Two great managerial stories. We hope Dusty can join Joe Girardi in advancing. Lap 3. Blues are in Carolina tonight. Talk about appointment television. Florida. I mean, excuse me, in Florida tonight. They're trying to become the first Blues team to go 5-0 in history. You know, with the exception of giving up the late leads, they've been almost flawless. The defensemen are scoring. How about Carl Gunnarsson? He didn't score a goal last year. He's got 2 now. That's when you know you're going pretty well. And then you got Shen and Schwartz and Tarasenko. They're all producing. And then there's the goaltending situation. Kelly Chase, morning after.
Goaltending.
Yeah.
They could be 0-4. They're 4-0. And it's not a slap to them because they found ways to win. And that's encouraging. And that's what you're looking for every time. And the experience that some of the younger guys are getting in situations that they're going to see throughout their career and in close games is, you know, it's huge for this team. But the truth is the goaltenders have probably been their best players in 3 of the 4 games, which is fine. It gives you the luxury of knowing you got, you know, you can make saves when you have breakdowns and while they get healthy. So that would be the big thing. I think Jaden Schwartz and Shen have been a real positive, and you know, that takes a little of the maybe a little bit of the direction that teams want to check off of Vladdy Tarasenko, and I think that's also a plus.
Isn't that line used a lot, particularly by Ken Hitchcock? Our goaltender was our best player. Didn't you used to hear Hitch say that all the time? It's certainly appropriate with the 2017 Blues so far. All right, lap 4. The Daily Harvey Weinstein update. Let's head to People Magazine for the latest.
Harvey Weinstein spoke to cameras on Wednesday while leaving his daughter's Los Angeles house, saying he was, quote, not doing okay and hoping for a second chance after numerous women in Hollywood accused the movie mogul of sexual misconduct. In a video by TMZ, Weinstein says, I'm hanging in, I'm trying my best. And when a cameraman said he was glad to see the producer was all right, he responded, I'm not doing okay, but I'm trying. I gotta get help. He went on to say, we all make mistakes. A source confirmed to People that Weinstein had flown out of Los Angeles to enter a residence residential treatment facility. The producer was spotted boarding a private jet on Wednesday from the Van Nuys Airport in California and landed in Arizona later that night. Cameras caught Weinstein leaving his 22-year-old daughter Remy's house, where the Los Angeles Police Department confirmed that officers responded to a family disturbance call around 10 a.m. on Wednesday. A source telling People, quote, Harvey and Remy had a yelling argument and Harvey left her house upset. He seemed stressed out and very unhappy. The argument comes in the midst of an ongoing sexual harassment scandal with actresses including Cara Delevingne, Ashley Judd, Angelina Jolie, and Gwyneth Paltrow speaking out against Weinstein's alleged behavior.
I love he wants a second chance. Wouldn't this be like a 100th chance? We all make mistakes. You've done this for like 20 years, grabbing women and sexually harassing them. That's not like a little mistake, okay? Jeez, it's unbelievable. What this story is going to do more than anything else, though, it's going to bring out sexual harassment stories. And we have three of them for you. One is typical, a man sexually harassing a woman. Another one is a man sexually harassing another man. And the third one is a woman sexually harassing a man. Okay, number one, have you seen the video of Ben Affleck grabbing a woman's breast during a TV segment? He has apologized. Then you have Terry Crews. You know who that guy is? The actor who kind of can flex his pectorals. He's this big monster African-American man. I mean, he's really strong, really cut up. Seems like a great guy.
The Old Spice guy, for those who remember
yes,
those commercials.
Very good. He now says he was sexually harassed by another man. This was at a party, and a Hollywood executive comes up to him while he's with his wife, and he grabs Terry Crews' genitals. He didn't know what to do. I mean, the last thing you want to do is mess with Terry Crews, but he wasn't sure whether he should punch the guy out, and then it would make, you know, big headlines, and so he didn't. He let it go. But now all this stuff's coming out. Now let's talk about Albert Hainsworth. His former girlfriend, Brittany Jackson, a former WNBA player, according to Hainsworth, mentally and physically abused him, including calling him the N-word and other unthinkable names, and she left him with bruises. And he said she was extremely violent. Albert Hainsworth is 6'6", 350 pounds. We're not sure how big Brittany Jackson is. We know she's at least 6 feet tall. But what do you do if you're Albert? I mean, you don't want to strike a woman. But what if this woman is pounding on you? You got to defend yourself, right? Wow. All right, left five. In a more bizarre story than that, the Las Vegas female that Black Sports Online refers to as a stripper said some interesting things yesterday on the Dan Le Batard show. Her name is Kajani Nay. This is the woman who Chris Forster sent the video to, the video of him doing cocaine. Forster, of course, is the Miami Dolphins offensive line coach, or he was until this story broke. He sent the video of himself to the woman doing coke, or as Chris Gardner likes to call it, Bolivian marching powder. And then she released the video. And eventually he loses his job. Technically, they said he resigned, but I'm sure he was forced out. So yesterday, she says that she released the video because she felt threatened. And then she said this, how he was given the opportunity to resign after having such footage surface in the first place. I mean, if he were a minority, they would have fired him. And then she said, how do we have someone that is getting paid millions to be a leader for a team doing blow when we can't have people doing what they're supposed to do in kneeling at the anthem? A lot of things here, folks. First of all, lesson number one, rule number one. If you happen to be doing something really illegal, you probably shouldn't have it filmed. Okay? Number two, I think if Chris Forster were black or Asian or any other race or color, he would have faced the same treatment. All right? I mean, let's face it, he lost his job. Anybody in that situation would have been fired or would have been forced out. I don't think the color of his skin has anything to do with this. I mean, if you're doing coke on camera and you're a coach of an NFL team, I mean, you're gone. And third, nice of this woman, who has been referred to by numerous publications as a stripper, giving us her thoughts on what people are supposed to be doing. That's what I want to do. I want to get my morality and life lessons from this woman. She later said, "My motive was to expose the inequalities in the system. It's not just the NFL." So she's a regular civil rights activist too. Thoughts on that? Come on aboard. Lap six. Stream of consciousness. Congratulations to Benjamin Hochman on a good article about the basketball Billikens today. I mean, you got to come out and make a statement. You have to come out and get this team on TV and get this team on radio and to start doing interviews. I mean, if you say, okay, we're not allowed to talk about it, I guess we can accept that. But let's get going with the season. It's such a weird situation that there's just no communication at all with the media, and which is, you know, the conduit to the public. You got to do something here. The players are practicing. The four. Those players are going to school. All right, another thought. If Georgia is one of the four or five best teams in the country, and Mizzou is maybe the worst of any Big Five team in the country, how brutal will this be on Saturday night? Is the spread 30?
Is it down to 30? I saw it at 31. It's kind of fluctuating around that area.
Remind me tomorrow. This may be a Cusumano guarantee. A better game is Bryan's alma mater, CBC, number one in Class 6 against Vianney, number one in Class 5, Friday night. You know, Vianney hasn't lost a game since last year against CBC. Two great quarterbacks going head-to-head, Tion Harris-Vianney and Brett Gabbert, Blaine's little brother, for the Cadets. He's 19-3 as a starter. I remember about 10 years ago driving out to Baldwin to do a story on Blaine. And we wanted to just get a little video of him throwing, because we didn't have a whole lot of video because he was hurt his senior year a lot. So we said, we got to get some video of you throwing. Why don't you just go out in the backyard? And then, well, who's going to catch it? And this little kid is about 7, said, "I'll catch it." So he's catching the ball and then he's throwing it back. And the photographer says to me, he goes, "God, that kid's got a good arm." And he was throwing like tight spirals at age 7. Here's how kids are different nowadays. Like when I was going to school, the high school quarterback would go home after practice, you know, have dinner, do his homework, and go to bed. You know what Brett Gabbert does? He looks at film Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, and then Friday before the game again. He's sophisticated. He's really good, and that's going to be one great game on Friday night at CBC. Finally, a quick restaurant thought. We were at Spiro's yesterday. That's the Greek restaurant. Had the gyro, had the Greek salad, had some of that Greek olive oil. That is one magnificent place. In fact, we're doing a story tonight. It's going to air at 10 o'clock on a waiter there who happens to be a professional stuntman. Chicago Fire, Chicago PD, been in a lot of movies too, and kind of a fascinating life. All right, those are some of my thoughts. Let's hear yours. The high school game on Friday night or the Mizzou game on Saturday? Which is going to be more entertaining? Would Coach Forrester, do you think he was given a little bit more latitude because of the color of his skin? Are you rooting for Dusty Baker? Are you rooting for the Yankees and the Billikens? Come on. Let's talk. All right. We will take a short time out. We're coming right back after this.